بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My name is Maher Al-Jabari. I was assigned by Hizb al-Tahrir as the official spokesman for Hizb al-Tahrir demonstration in Hebron. I'm authorized to talk to the media on behalf of the party. The demonstrations took place on 27th of November, which was last Tuesday. All of the demonstration took place on the same day, in fact, at the same time, after Al-Asr prayer. They started in every particular location, in every main Palestinian city, included in addition to Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, Nablus, Jenin, as well as in Gaza. The demonstrations were supposed to include thousands, while the Palestinian force prevented some of the demonstrations to go according to schedule. The one in Hebron was the most successful one, although the precautions that the Palestinian police force took were major. For example, in Hebron particularly, they gathered thousands, they gathered maybe hundreds of police men that started 2 or 3 hours before the demonstration. Again, 2 days before the demonstration, when members of Hizb ut-Tahrir started to distribute leaflets calling for the demonstration, the police forces took some of them to jail, and during night they removed the leaflets. The members of the Hizb in the other day tried to redistribute more leaflets and put some calls on the walls and some places. Again, the police forces removed every sign that calls for the demonstration. Now, during the day of demonstration, they gathered at the entrance of the streets that lead to the mosques. To the mosque, which was supposed to be the starting point for the demonstration, and they redirected most of the traffic, so that street was not allowed for cars to go through, and that they thought by these events the demonstration will not be able to be performed. Hizb ut-Tahrir called for this demonstration to raise the voice of Ummah against the Annapolis Conference that was aimed, in fact, to give Bush an opportunity to repair his damaged image resulting from his bloody events in the Islamic world, and to save him from his crisis in Iraq and Afghanistan. On the other hand, it gave a similar opportunity to Olmert for improving his internal political situation. It also paved the road for creating a state of normalization with the occupier by sitting with the killers of Muslims who is still occupying our lands. Some of the states in the Arab world claimed during the past that they are Islamic states like Saudi Arabia, and they gladly went to that conference and sat with Olmert, who is the occupier of our land. In fact, the organizers of the demonstration, they had backup plans. So the starting point was shifted to another location, which is the center of the city. Then by this backup plan, the policemen forces were really surprised and were really upset that although they made all these precautions, they heard the voices of the people raising Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, and calling for Khilafah and asking people to stand up against the conference. So they then, the policemen came to the location that's very close to the end of the demonstration, which was a circle in the close to the city center. While the demonstration was moving from the city center to the end point, which is the circle, as I mentioned, they then faced, the policeman faced the demonstration and started shooting with live bullets to the hearts and to the bodies of participants. Some of them attacked, and some of them reached the hearts of the participants. So one of them was killed. He is the shaheed for the political position. His name was Hisham Baradi. Many others were injured. There were tens of participants injured, ranging from, I mean, the injuries were ranging from bullets in the bodies to attacks by sticks and throwing stones. The policeman was also throwing stones to on the participants. That, in fact, took place since the first clash or meeting between the demonstration, the peaceful demonstration, which was called by Hizb ut-Tahrir, and the police forces. Now, the first shooting resulted in injuries, but the demonstration continued walking towards the end point. The firing and shooting continued during the full period while the spokesman for the statement of the demonstration was addressing the participants. So his voice was mixed with the voice of shooting and fire. Now, when he completed his statement, he said he called upon the participants to leave because the mission is accomplished. However, the police forces continued on firing and following participants. At that time, I moved to the hospital to follow up and try to get more details about the injuries, the injured participants and the shaheed. After more than half an hour, I noticed that more injuries were brought to the hospital. And then after some, maybe 15 minutes, I noticed the arrival of more police forces to the hospital, and they started firing and shooting to the families and participants who gathered around the hospital, trying to get more details about their relatives and about the shaheed. They acted in this bloody behavior for a very simple reason. They could not oppose a strong opinion with an opinion, so they chose force to oppose the opinion, because they do not have a strong argument. In fact, they are defeated ideologically and politically, so they thought of using force to stop people from raising their voice and saying no to this conference. Let me first let you know that the governor of Hebron is really hated among all or most of the Hebron people. He is like trying to create an era of oppression and not listening to the community. The community of Hebron is based on tribes and follow traditions, and this governor is behave according to Western events and to Western culture. So he is not able to create communication channels with the local community. Now, he claimed that he warned and we were supposed to get permission to go through procedures so that we will be able to make this demonstration. According to our religion and the teaching of Islam, this is fard, changing this munkar and raising the voice against the munkar of the Annapolis Conference is an obligation, and we don't need and we are not supposed to be asked for a permission to do our obligations and make our fard. This is like making salah. We don't need the permission to make salah. So we will never listen to a request of having permissions. He cannot understand this fact. And as I mentioned earlier, he is behaving according to Western idea. Today, I was listening to Al-Hiwar TV, and Mr. Abdelbari Atwan said that Abbas claims that when he comes back to Palestine, he will ask the people to vote whether they are with or without the peace agreement. He then wondered, Mr. Abdelbari Atwan wondered, how come he will ask people to vote while he is not able to listen to their voice and to their opinion about the conference itself before talking about the agreement? There was reasonable publicity, as you are aware of. The media is not responding to events that are organized by Hizb ut-Tahrir, trying to cheat the Ummah, trying to hide the real presence of Hizb ut-Tahrir among the Ummah. Although sometimes they are not able to hide the very obvious facts. We saw on many of the Arab media, I'm talking about the outside the media, outside Palestine. For example, there were reports on Al Jazeera, there were other reports on Al Aqsa satellite TV. But I noticed that the local media were afraid of following up the events related to demonstration because of the atmosphere that the Palestinian police force created. So there was reasonable coverage of the demonstrations, but still not to what is supposed to be according to professionality. Still the media is not quote-unquote professional in following up activities related to Hizb ut-Tahrir and real change in the Islamic world. Yeah, on the day of the funeral, there was a call to meet in a mosque, which in fact was the starting point of the demonstration on the day before and cancelled because of the Palestinian force gathered that day. The funeral started from that mosque. People were gathering in thousands in the mosque and surrounding the mosque. The international media came in the area. The police force was standing up in the street crossing the main road to the mosque, and with full arms and full weapons. After finishing the prayer on the Shaheed, the demonstration started its way to the qabr, to the grave of the Shaheed. When the first part of the demonstration passed that intersection, a clash started with the police forces. They then attacked the participants in the funeral very aggressively, and from the back. There were other forces attacking from the front of the demonstration. They continued shooting and attacking with sticks and whatever by their weapons. I saw a brother carrying the funeral. He was let down by a bullet in his leg. So they were attacking the carriers of the funeral. This cannot be imagined from a Muslim, to attack a Muslim carrying a funeral. I really cannot imagine this. I saw the brother on the ground, but I was with the brothers surrounding the funeral. We continued while some people took him in the hospital. I saw other policemen coming to very close to the funeral and attacking a person, raising a flag on which it was written La ilaha illallah. I'm really wondering, how come a Muslim would attack a Muslim raising a flag of La ilaha illallah? Aren't they equivalent to Ashab al-Ukhdud, as according to the verses, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ, those who those who attacked days, who attacked the people of Tawheed, and they created a valley of fire for them to send them to fire. So I think that those who are the Palestinian force who are who was involved in these events are similar to those in the history who attacked Muslims for saying La ilaha illallah. Today, in Salatul Jum'ah, the khutbas, especially in Hebron, where I'm staying, most of the khutbas were raising the voice high against the events that were made by the police force. People showed anger towards the Palestinian Authority. There were calls for members of the police force to resign from these forces because they are killing Muslims. Many khatibs in many mosques in Hebron had talked about these events, condemning the acts of the Palestinian Authority, this particularly in Hebron. In other cities, I heard of clashes with the Palestinian police force who in fact took some of the brothers who were distributing leaflets. They took them to jail just because they were distributing leaflets. Again, here they were not able to oppose a strong opinion with opinion, but they took people of opinion to jail because they cannot provide different argument. I don't think that he has a future. He's trying to get all the support from Americans and Israelis, while he is not aware that those enemies will get rid of him when he becomes useless, as they did with Arafat. I think his end is very soon because he is really becoming useless because there is no public support for him in Palestine. Again, even among the Fatah party, which is his party, there were voices, members of Fatah were shying from the events carried by the police forces. Since Abbas is now working according to was working in fact completely according to the Western agenda, and particularly according to Bush agenda, he will have no room for acceptance among the people. The only option that's left for him is using the force. I think he does not have good experience with Muslims in Palestine. They cannot be oppressed by forces. The history tells him so. And especially, he is involved in oppressing Hizb al-Tahrir. Today, I sent a message in one of the media asking the Palestinian Authority to learn lessons from the regime of Uzbekistan and Karimov, who could not oppress and could not prevent Hizb al-Tahrir from calling for Khilafah, even after killing tens and hundreds of members of Hizb al-Tahrir, and after the large number of members who were sent to jail. I think Abbas is facing a very bad and very difficult future. The coming days and months will make this future more clear, and I think he will not be able to proceed in working against the agenda of Ummah. Hizb al-Tahrir depends on, first of all, on the support of Allah, on al-awn min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hizb al-Tahrir depends on the political and public power. In my opinion, when we talk about internal issues, political and public power are more powers are more important than military. Military is important when you are in a war with enemies. Here in Palestine, the Francis are among people of the same religion, of the same land. So his Mr. Abbas forces will not help him in defeating their own people. So I don't think that the military power will win, because it's in the wrong position. This is the first reason. The second reason, this power is not real power. It's only a power that's allowed by the occupier, the Jewish occupier. To illustrate this point, I recall that during the funeral day, they followed the participants of the funeral to the point that was allowed for them according to the peace treatment. After that point, they started calling themselves, stop here, stop here, stop here. The police forces who were carrying guns, they asked themselves to stop at certain point, because beyond that point, the part of Hebron City is still under occupation, according to the agreement, I mean. So they could not raise and they could not carry guns beyond that point. So their support is according to peace agreement, which is allowed by the enemy. And at any point, the enemy can withdraw this permission and they will end up with no force. This had happened earlier, and it can be repeated. I think that the military will not win in this internal conflict. And the third point in this regard is that there is a strong public opinion, particularly in Hebron, among the main characters, I mean, among the key players in the local community, which we call them Ahlul Hal wal Aqd, and they are collecting signatures against the governor and against the leader of the police force, so that there is a call to ask these two persons to leave Hebron, because they are the main reasons for these bloody events. The call for Khilafah is nowadays is very relevant to the people of Palestine, because they have experienced various calls. They have experienced calls for national liberation, and most of them ended in calls for sitting with the occupier. They have experienced calls for nationalism, calls for foreign principles like communism. During the last 30 years, I would say, there were more trends toward Islam and towards the Islamic solution. Now, some are still believing in the I would say the jihad as a step in liberation even before the Khilafah, but even those sectors, they are not rejecting the idea of Khilafah, but they think it's a long-term objective. So the call for Khilafah is widely spread among those who follow Hizb al-Tahrir and his and its method of change, and even those who are following the military and resistance groups. The realization of this primary cause is now spread more and more. Because even the resistance movements are approaching the previous national movements in accepting stage-wise solutions to the Palestinian problem, whether directly or indirectly. For example, the Arab Initiative in Riyadh was attended, I mean, the conference for that initiative was attended by representatives of resistance movement. That was upsetting to sectors of Palestinian people who gave at certain point trust to military events and resistance movements. But after the approach between the resistance movement and the Palestinian Authority reach a point where they talked similar language but different terminologies, the call for Khilafa received more attention from the people, because it has been consistent during the all decades, no change. Palestine is defined as the full land from the river to the sea. There is no stage-wise solution. There is only one solution for this problem, is by having the army of Khilafa attacking the occupier and getting rid of every occupier on every land of Muslims. Now we hear this voice and this call for Khilafa as a common and acceptable call among wide sectors of the Palestinian. The thousands that are gathered during Hizb al-Tahrir demonstration, the current ones and the previous ones during the last year, witness and support this point which I'm talking about now.